Hey there. The name is Big Riggins, and I love anything on wheels. This is my little one.
Hi, I'm Lil Riggins. My dad is a mechanic, which means he fixes up vehicles.
That's right. If a contraption has wheels, wings, propellers, or springs, and can take you from one place to another, you can bet that I can fix it. And today, we're at a really special place to look at a really special vehicle. Wanna guess where?
We're on a farm, and we're going to look at a tractor.
Right you are, Lil Riggins. My friend the farmer is having me look at his broken tractor. And if we can fix it, we get to ride on the tractor for the entire day.
I know you can fix it, Dad.
Appreciate the support, good buddy. Now, what do you say we take a look at the tractor?
Yeah.
Here it is. The tractor.
Wow. It's way bigger than I thought it would be.
Yep. Tractors have to be big and powerful to pull farming equipment behind it. Just take a look at these wheels.
The front wheels are as tall as your chest, Dad.
If you think that's something, take a look at the back tires.
Hoo-wee! The back tires are nearly as tall as your head.
Yep. These tires are mighty big. You want to count them, Lil Riggins?
You bet.
One tire.
Two tires.
Three tires.
Four tires.
Tractors have four big, wide tires with thick bumps all over them called tracks. This is because tractors don't drive on a road. They drive in fields of dirt, and the big, wide tires make sure they don't get stuck in the muddy ground.
Makes sense to me.
Now, let's climb in the cabin. That's where the farmer sits and steers the tractor. Watch your step now.
Wow! Look at these windows!
Yeah, they're something, aren't they? The tractor's cabin is surrounded by giant windows from the ceiling all the way to the floor. You know why that is?
Is it so they have a better look at what they're doing?
You got it. Farmers that ride a tractor need to have a really good view of the ground around them. Some tractors have these big windows, and some don't have windows or doors at all.
So, what needs fixing on this tractor?
The hitch.
The hitch? What's that?
The hitch is in the back of the tractor. It's what connects the tractor to the farming equipment it'll be pulling. This here tractor has got itself a stubborn hitch. It's supposed to move up and down to allow for different attachments. But this one ain't working. Looks like a repair is in order. And I'm fixing to fix it.
What can I do?
So glad you asked. While I'm fixing the hitch, you can wash these big glass windows. Grab that sponge over there and put it in that soapy water bucket.
You got it.
Then, use the sponge to clean the windows.
Like this?
You got it. Now, grab that rubber squeegee and run it across the wet glass. That should dry it.
Squeegee is a funny word.
Huh. I guess it is, Lil Riggins. Squeegee.
all done, Dad.
And you did a great job.
Did you fix the hitch yet?
Almost. I figured out the problem. There is a loose nut and bolt under the fender. But it's nothing my socket wrench can't fix. There. Now the hitch should connect the tractor to all the attachments that it needs to do work on the farm.
Oh, boy. Does that mean we get to ride it now?
That's right. It's time to connect the tractor to our first attachment. These attachments can do pretty much anything, from digging up dirt, to planting seeds, to harvesting vegetables. The first one we'll use is a mower to cut the grass. We'll back the tractor up to the mowing attachment, and we'll attach the lawn mowing attachment to the hitch in the back. And now we're ready to go. Hop in, little buddy.
Yeah.
Count us down and we'll go.
3, 2, 1, go!
We're gonna cut the grass on this field and make it look real nice.
Did cut the grass fast.
That it did. And now we can do the next job on the farm.
And what's that?
Our next job is tilling, which means digging up the dirt so we can plant seeds in the ground. I'm attaching the tiller now. It's attached. When the tractor moves, spinning claws are going to dig up the dirt behind us.
Cool.
Count us down, little buddy.
3, 2, 1, go! Wow, it's digging up the dirt so easily.
I told you, tractors are powerful machines. Now, we gotta do this entire field. Off we go.
Lot of time.
Sure did. Farmers work hard. And we're not done, because now we have to spread some seed.
Can the tractor do that too?
It sure can. We just have to put on the spreader attachment. The spreader is attached. When the tractor goes forward, seeds of vegetables like corn, soybeans and carrots are going to spray all over the tilled ground.
And after a while, with lots of water and sun, vegetable plants will grow out for us to eat.
You sure are one smart kid. Now let's get these seeds into the ground.
3, 2, 1, go! Look at that go! All the seeds are going into the ground.
Yep, and there's a lot more to do, so let's get going.
We're done. The sun is almost down.
We just have time for one more thing, and that is harvesting. A tractor with a harvester attachment can collect all the vegetables, so folks don't have to pick them by hand.
Wow. Is there anything a tractor can't do?
Well, it can't make you a peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich, but it can do plenty. Let's get the harvester on the hitch. and we'll take the tractor over to that cornfield over there.
I'm ready. 3, 2, 1, go!
When the harvester goes over the corn stalks, it pulls the corn off and gets it ready for the farmer.
So cool! Let's do more!
You got it.
Did most of the work. I'm beat.
Like I said, being a farmer is a busy job. And that's why I'm glad you were here to help me on the farm, Lil Riggins.
It was fun, but I'm tired.
Then let's get you home.
Okay. And Dad, can we sing our night driving song?
You bet.
Driving my tractor all over town. Singing our song. Go round. Trucks and trains, tractors and cars, all the vehicles under the stars, backhoes and bikes and fancy. Singing our song as the sun goes down.